I come here fairly regularly, usually once a week, once every couple of weeks. I built some custom bookshelves with tools from here, gotten a lot of use out of it so far.
Have you ever needed a particular tool for a home improvement project and just didn't have it? Did you think of going to the library for that tool? Probably not, but you can now. By going to the Northeast Minneapolis Tool Library, you can check out tools or use them in shop, from rug doctors to compressors to power and yard tools. Director Thomas Ebert explains.
I was looking for a place to settle in Minneapolis and trying to use a tool library as an indicator where I could settle with my family, and couldn't find one. So I decided to help on that front and connected with my co-founder, Zach Weifel, who was also considering that he had just purchased a new home and was finding that he didn't have all the tools necessary to improve his home. The rest is history. We located ourselves here in the Thorpe Building on Central Avenue, the main artery through the Northeast District, and offers access to home improvement tools, to a workshop space, maker space, as well as educational classes.
I'm working on making a board game called Stratego. It's my first project. I just joined the library about 2 weeks ago, and I'm using a router right now. So I'm making the board, I'm making the pieces, and I'm making the box that will carry the game. The whole thing's made out of wood. I'm just doing it for fun, a way to learn how to use the tools better, and it was a first easy project.
I made a bed for my nearly 2-year-old daughter that looks kind of like a house. I needed to cut 45-degree angles, and I had no miter saw. The tool library was the place to come to be able to use a miter saw.
I have the ladder out right now, have a miter saw, a Craig jig, which you can use for joining boards together edge to edge without needing glue or anything like that. So I used those in building some wider bookshelves, and the result came out really nice.
I'm at the tool library because I don't have a garage. I live in an apartment. I don't have any space where I can really effectively work with wood. And I'm here using a planer today, and I've used a miter saw and a scroll saw as well as a router.
Director Thomas Ebert says the Northeast Minneapolis Tool Library is community-driven. It promotes access over ownership, shares resources, and collaborates with other nonprofit organizations.
We're partnering with a nonprofit over in St. Paul that works with disadvantaged African-American boys. Got to bring them in here, have a 3-part series where they get experienced in basic tool safety, experience with some of these power tools, and then a 3rd class on building an actual project so they get to walk away with something. A lot of our members come in and fortunately shared a lot of their projects with us in terms of pictures of what they've been able to do. And so that's been exciting to see people transform their kitchens or their bathrooms, get a good deal of experience doing it too. It's been a really exciting piece of what we do is really providing the ability for people to gain new skill sets.
This is Dixie Trico for KFAI.